What is right and what is wrong? My head says no, but my heart has known you all along. Trying to find my truth in this guided maze. What's really me and what is clouded by a conditioned haze?
Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW. I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Savannah Woods.
Yep. Center line.
And guess what? She did that live in the studio. Mm-hmm. And since then, she went off and traveled, and I had her at the
She's a big talent now after being on this show.
And remember Perfect by Tomorrow? They were in the studio, mm-hmm. The reggae band. Well, they have a new little CD and some music out they did together.
Great.
And they were all in that small town of Stanwood. And Savannah Woods is going to be at Penn Cove Brewing tomorrow night.
So get your tickets now. Or is there tickets or is it just open, first come, first serve?
You can
just come. Hey, there we go.
7:30. You can stop by. And you can also go to Waking Maya on Facebook or Instagram and see their new video. Check out what they're doing because they're all over the place. So she's going to do a duo tomorrow. But normally there's a bigger band. And I am actually the booker for the... Penco Brewing.
Nice.
I don't know how I get these fun jobs, but I set my intentions. That's what I do.
There you go.
I want jobs that I get to go fun places and have a good time and make money doing what I love. And I love being around musicians. And so basically, Waking Maya will be there tomorrow. And let's see, every Saturday I have some bands. Last week was Sea Star, Bay Weed and Hop. So I invite you to go to PencoBrewing.com. And let's see, anything exciting going on, Benny?
May is right around the corner, so we're getting warmer in the Pacific Northwest, so get out there and enjoy the wildlife. Of course, the whale watching, it's all out there. I know, right?
That's so, all I did last week.
That's what I was commenting on, yes.
I have more pictures and videos of whales, and now I'm the whale whisperer on Kamano, but you know what?
Although, go ahead.
You can't see them. I'm like, hey, look, there's a whale. No one can see them.
Of course, they're down there. I wanted to ask, though, because I was out last week, so thanks to Nathan for filling in for me. What was up with the bear costume?
Oh, God, isn't that silly? So basically, you go over there, and we couldn't find a costume. But they give you costumes at the Orca Network Langley Whale Center.
So they ran out of whale costumes.
So basically, Van got to be a walrus?
I don't know. I was asking about the bear.
And I was a bear. So there's one costume left, and it's a bear. So I go over to get my nose done and some whiskers or something.
Yeah,
she spends a half hour on my face.
Well, you got to play the part well enough.
I really looked horrible. I mean, it was a beautiful art job, but you can't quite tell what I had going on there. The costume was like for a little kid, and I'm wearing it. And anyways, it was a lot of fun. The whale parade. That's why.
I think it's perfect.
It you know what? It really was.
And part of the natural wildlife over there. It doesn't have to always be in the water.
And it's such a good cause.
Right.
You know, and the bears are good people.
Good bears are good people.
But if the video and some of the pictures are so silly, and then I had to wear that all day long because I took the costume off, and then I had to run around Coopville, and yeah, people were afraid of me.
Aw.
It's all good.
You have a big heart, though.
Yes. Well, I will be hanging out in Whidbey a lot coming up because I'll be going over to the Penn Cove Brewery all the time. There's a lot going on over there, also Kamano Island. And joining me this morning, my co-host, is Laura Elfline.
Hello.
Morning. And you've been to Kamano.
Yes. Yeah. My parents lived on Kamano for 15 years.
And you know about the art tour, the studio tour that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic tour. So many creatives on Kamano Island.
Was your dad an artist?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's 2 weeks away, and it's an amazing time. We have two weekends. Mother's Day weekend is the main weekend, and then we have a... Center for Wooden Boats has a Mother's Day sale. Kamano Island is the place to be for Mother's Day weekend, I believe. And it's a beautiful place. And I love the island, one, because people really care. You know, we have more public beaches. We have Friends of Kamano Island Parks. We have Beach Watchers. We have so many amazing, pristine beaches and amazing people that volunteer quite a bit. And Kamano is one of my favorite places. So Whidbey and Kamano are island county. People probably don't know that, but those are two islands that you can drive on through Deception Pass, or you can drive through Stanwood to Kamano, and then you have two ferries, which one is Port Townsend to Whidbey, and the other one is Mukilteo. It's a beautiful day to take a ferry ride. I'll be doing that today. So let's see. We're going to get this party started. Who are you affiliated with?
Well, I'm here with my Eco Building Guild hat on, Northwest Eco Building Guild. I'm chair of the Northwest Green Home Tour, as well as on the board.
And you have your own business. Tell the listeners about that.
I do. I actually have two businesses because I'm crazy. It's Mighty House Construction, doing sustainable home remodeling in Seattle. And then Mighty Energy Solutions provides infrared heating.
Why infrared heating?
Because it's efficient and effective, and it's really cozy and warm, too, and easy to install. So it sort of hits all the great points about what we're looking for in heat.
That's because I just, for health benefits, I've been doing infrared.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I didn't really know that.
Yeah, I mean, so infrared for health benefits is sort of a nice little subsect of infrared. One of the parts about the technology of infrared is that it heats the objects and the things in a space. And so you would be one of those objects that it heats. And so it's actually warming your skin and warming your body, and therefore warming your blood flow, and you have more circulation. So you're going to have more oxygenation and all those good things that happen, as opposed to other kinds of heat are just blowing hot air. And that's not really affecting your body. It's maybe making you more comfortable in the space somewhat, but it's not necessarily warming you.
It's not as efficient, but also doesn't it dry your skin out? Is infrared better than normal heat?
Yeah, it doesn't have the drying capabilities or the drying effects that a lot of blown heat does. I find also coupled with ductless heat pumps is a really good solution with the infrared, because the ductless heat pumps are super efficient and can heat bigger spaces more efficiently. But they're still a blown hot air solution. And so it has some downsides of getting down hallways and into other spaces outside of that common room. And so that's where infrared heat can really couple with the ductless heat pumps.
Solutions. And we've never talked about this, so I'm kind of curious. What does it look like? I mean, what does it look like in your home?
The infrared?
Yeah.
So there's a couple of different solutions. Our favorite is a ceiling infrared heat solution. So it looks like a 2x4 is a common size, half inch thick panel that attaches to your ceiling. And it's paintable. So it just kind of goes away. It doesn't really look like much, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's new to me. So that's pretty cool. So if you were on a tour, you might see something like that this time.
Yeah, there's actually 6 projects on the tour with infrared heating solutions on Saturday, May 4th. I don't think there's any on Sunday, but there is 6 in the West Seattle and South Seattle area, Central Seattle area on the 4th.
How long have you been doing the infrared?
5 years, I think.
Okay, how did we miss? I don't know how we missed it last time or the time before.
Or the time before.
Yeah. But you started your own business, and you're passionate about what?
Well, I'm passionate about helping people live more healthfully in their homes. And so that current connotation is, for the last 10 years, is through green and sustainable remodeling and building.
And when did you get into the Eco Building Guild?
Pretty much right away after we started our company. I had known about the Eco Building Guild 20 years prior, I guess 10, 15 years prior to starting our business. And I just didn't know what kind of support I could show without having a building company at that time, or how applicable it would be. Well, it turns out it would have been totally applicable, because they just have a lot of really great knowledge. They have a lot of really great ways that you can get involved, even if you're not in the building industry.
And so for the listeners driving down the road, they don't know what the guild is.
Yeah.
A little background.
Yeah. So the Northwest Eco Building Guild started almost, I think, 25 years ago. And it was sort of a band of community builders that really were putting the environment and health into the forefront of their building efforts and making sure that they're doing things in a healthful way. And that was not heard of back then. And so they found that they really needed the support of community. And so they came together and would have these monthly meetings, sharing ideas and really learning from one another, and talking about what works and what doesn't work and how to make it work easier, better. And over the years, that's developed into bigger public education meetings that happen once a month, fourth Wednesday of the month at Finney Ridge, usually, Community Center in Seattle. And then also some of these bigger events like the Northwest Green Home Tour has been going on for 9 years. 9 years seems totally nuts, but we have. And then also the Green Building Slam and Summit that happens in the fall.
Jeez, thank you for reminding me of the year as it goes through. But the Wednesday meetings are open to anyone, or do you have to join?
They are open to everyone. It's a $10 fee if you're not a member. Individual memberships are really inexpensive, so if you're thinking about going to a few of these, it probably behooves you just to sign up as a member.
And then what's the next one coming up? What's something that I might learn when I go there? Or I'm not going to tell you, put you on the spot, but what would be something in the past that they did the Wednesday meeting on?
Yeah, so they do Wednesday meetings on a whole plethora of topics from building and climate change impacts to healthy finishes in a home and heating systems and reclaiming water and a lot of things that homeowners might even be interested in doing themselves on their homes and learning more about. Or we get a lot of even apartment dwellers will come to the meetings learning about things as they're thinking about buying a home and wanting to realizing they'll probably have to buy a fixer in the Seattle market and what they might want to do to it.
Well, and the knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. Because every time I'm with you guys, I learn, just like the infrared, thank you. But, you know, if you aren't in this group, you're not going to know, and you may buy a house and it may make you ill or fall apart,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or actually just be literally unhealthy
for you
to live in.
yeah. And so even if you're not a DIYer, like the Eco Building Guild membership is filled with architects and builders that...
say that again?
Do-it-yourselfer.
There you go.
The guild has a great membership list that you can reach out to builders and architects to help you realize those solutions in your home.
I think the part I like is you're keeping someone who really cares in business. Mm-hmm. I mean, that whole buying from somebody who cares, keeping their doors open... For me, that's why I want to tell this story, because we really need to support people doing the right thing.
Right. Yeah.
So let's see. We're going to have the tour coming up when?
May 4th and 5th. It's expanded this year. It goes all the way from Montlake Terrace all the way down to south of Tumwater. And so the southern areas, Olympia and Tumwater areas, and the West Seattle, South Seattle, Central Seattle are all open on Saturday. And then north of the Montlake Cut and Tacoma will be open on Sunday.
So do you get go online and you get maps, mm-hmm. or what do you
Absolutely.
Do?
Absolutely. NWGreenHomeTour.org is the website. And you can select, you can just go out on Saturday, you can select Saturday sites, and it'll show you all the sites that are open on Saturday. You can just go on Sunday, or if you have a particular area you're looking in, you can sort by all those features.
And when you, because I haven't done it before, but when you go into the houses, is there someone to greet you, or?
Yeah, so every house will have a greeter that welcomes you to the site, tells you a little bit about it. Also online, you can find out about the sites before you go. And so you can really pick and choose what interests you, so you're not spending time going somewhere that doesn't have features that you're interested in learning about. And then the sites also have a professional, usually. Sometimes it's the homeowner who is really, you know, did all their own learning and they've put the home on the tour themselves. Usually it's a builder or architect that's hosting the site, or both that are on the site. So there's professionals to talk to you about the solutions that they used on the project and why they use them. There's also silent talkers, little signs up all over the home so that you can learn yourself if the professionals are too busy talking with others.
I was thinking about how kind of like you're afraid to go into someone's house. So if it's inviting and there's someone waiting for you, you're like driving around the block.
Yeah, and there's signs, directional signs. There'll be a sign out front of the house. So you'll know you're at the right one with the Green Home Tour logo and bright orange signs. And then there'll be directional signs sort of leading you there. We don't have a ton of signage for directional signs, but...
We got the internet now, so I'm sure you can get there right.
And the addresses are posted on the website, too, so that should make it pretty easy for you to get there.
So is there one home that stands out for you this year, or something different, or one that you have that's your favorite?
you know, there's just so many different solutions. And they, we have a wide variety of backyard cottages and small dwellings, efficiency dwellings that are really cool. We have some behind the walls, still under construction sites, that is really fun to go see and see the building process in while it's happening, and see, you can see what they put into the walls instead of just looking at the pretty finishes afterwards.
And the tiny homes, are they still popular?
They are popular, yeah. I think there is a tiny home that's going to be hosted at Green Home Solutions. We'll be talking to Cameron in a little bit. And then there's also a tiny office that's going to be hosted at one of the other sites too.
Well, I'm pretty excited. And one day, I don't own a house, because I did the big house to the tiny home. And now I actually have a furnished place. And that's what I still want. I still want to have a furnished place, because I want to be able to pick up and go. But you had people last time saying that they had houses that were their houses, and they would build a tiny home, and then they would rent their bigger houses.
Mm-hmm.
People, that's a trend, isn't it?
Yeah, and so sometimes, I mean, tiny home is sort of a catch-all for building a smaller home. And sometimes those smaller tiny homes are even like 800 square feet or 1,000 square feet, which is still a lot smaller than maybe the other home on the property. But yeah, it's a really big trend to build backyard cottages that are smaller than the main house. Either rent them or have them available for family for a while. And then as the kids grow, often the kids will, you know, take over the big house, and then the parents would move into the backyard cottage.
I see a lot of people doing that, and mm-hmm. or the parents picking up, having a smaller home and traveling.
Yeah,
yeah, and the mm-hmm. house is just too big, and it's very wasteful. And it, you know, I love Camino, but that's the one thing that's really irritating is these huge houses that are empty year-round mm-hmm. with hot tubs running and being heated. There's actually companies that go out and keep all those houses heated, and no yep. one's living in them. That's a little bit heartbreaking for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. But and I think, you know, then also people are finding that it's so expensive to put their parents into nursing situations, that being able to have a backyard cottage or an ADU on their property really allows for them to take care of their family in a different way.
And the family dynamic changes in a good way, a yeah. positive way.
Yeah.
Yay.
Absolutely.
I think we'll bring Cameron on after the break, because he has two little kids. We'll keep catching up with him each year. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh. Where do you find, where do you find this thing?
Pen Cove Brewing Company, located in Coopville on beautiful Whidbey Island, is a small, family-friendly tap room featuring local craft beer, wine, and cider from around the Pacific Northwest. The Coopville Tap Room was created by two brothers following their dream of bringing a successful business back to the community they love, one craft beer at a time. Visit PenCoveBrewing.com, that's PenCoveBrewing.com, and check out the events calendar or sign up for their newsletter to get a weekly update on upcoming local live music, special events, and promotions right on Whidbey Island. Join us for the 9th Annual Green Home Tour on May 4th and 5th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Free fun for the whole family, this self-guided tour features green-built remodels and new homes from Seattle to Olympia and beyond, with over 40 sites. To download your tour map, visit nwgreenhometour.org. Get inspired by projects from all shades of green, from kitchen remodels to passive homes. Learn how to go solar, conserve water, lower energy bills, create a healthy home environment, and discover new ways to live more lightly on the earth. The Northwest Green Home Tour is presented by the Northwest Eco Building Guild, Green Home Solutions, City of Tacoma Environmental Services, Generations Credit Union, and Olympia Federal Credit Union. Register for tickets at nwgreenhometour.org and enter to win raffle prizes. Hope to see you there.
Elder Bay Grocery has been locally owned and operated by the same family for over 25 years. They're located at the south end of Camino Island at the intersection of Mountain View and Elder Bay Road, and is less than 2 miles away from the Camino Island and Cama Beach State Parks. Kara's Kitchen at Elder Bay Grocery offers burgers, soups, sub sandwiches, pizza, homemade baked goods, and free Wi-Fi for customers to stay connected while enjoying their affordable and family-friendly dining. Stop by to refuel the car or even treat the kids to a hand-scooped ice cream cone. For more information, visit ElgerBayGrocery.com. That's E-L-G-E-R BayGrocery.com. Or like Elger Bay Grocery on Facebook. It's always a great day at Elger Bay. And don't forget to stop in for the 21st annual Camino Island Studio Tour Mother's Day weekend, May 10th, 11th, and 12th. Art lives on Camino Island. Get inspired by the art and be amazed by the nature.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Called balance. I swear I'm trying. Zigzagging around that center line.
Welcome back to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. This is her co-host, Laura Elfline, supporting the Northwest Eco Building Guild today. And we have Cameron Reith with Green Home Solutions on the line.
Hello.
Hey, Cam.
How are you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice. Tell us about your role in the Green Home Tour this year.
We are sponsoring the tour again. I think we're running on 9 years here.
Absolutely.
Very excited. It's a good tour this year. We will have our place open both Saturday, Sunday, and also hosting Sawhorse Revolution. They are a nonprofit carpentry program for high school students, promoting building and design for all types of students, all types of backgrounds, really trying to get the hammer back in the kids' hands, which is really cool.
The Guild's been trying to, or has been partnering with them on several events in the last couple of years. They are such an amazing organization, really bringing that shop component back to the Seattle area teens that is so lost in the school system.
Yeah, and they'll have a little tiny home in our parking lot, so you get to see a little bit about what they're doing.
Tiny homes. Can I tell you the part I like? That you guys are filling in that void. I mean, we need to have hands-on stuff for our kids, you know, or they're just so detached. They're so away from us. They won't know. I said, is there anything in school that you can bring home? And there just wasn't. My son's 25. That was my last kid. There's just, we have to have more tactile and mentoring. So thank you for doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So let's see. We're going to have a small home. For a listener who doesn't really know what a small home is, because maybe people haven't figured it out yet, describe how big they are, and do you have a kitchen? Can you go to the bathroom there? I was kidding.
Some tiny homes,
Laura?
You can. Yeah, yeah. I think the ones that the Sawhorse Revolution are helping to build are smaller, not with bathrooms and kitchens. They're trailerable, so they can take them to homeless encampment-type places. These are really small solutions for housing people.
Oh, but that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Because I was just kidding about the bathroom. So you would go to a place and pull up, and people could live there, but they could also move on if they wanted to.
Well, so there's all sorts of different tiny homes. These ones are really typically really small and don't have a full living, individual living capabilities. But they'll be delivered to a homeless encampment kind of space, like Low-Income Housing Institute has several of in the area and are being replicated all over our country. Actually, they're being consulted with all over the country to bring their solutions to different places.
They tried to put one on Camino. It just got squashed just recently. But we'll see how that goes. So, Cameron, you're Green Home Solutions, and where are you located?
We are on Nickerson Street over by the south end of the Ballard Bridge.
And yeah,
we have a showroom there and warehouse and all that good stuff.
And what is it that you provide for everybody?
A little bit of everything on the building product side. So obviously we focus on green. Everything is environmentally friendly in one way or another. Flooring, countertops, we build cabinetry there. We do decking and siding and all kinds of fun stuff.
What I love about Green Home Solutions is how informed you and all of your staff are on the products that you guys carry. It's
thank you.
So refreshing to be able to walk in and really get full answers about what it is we're trying to do and understand how products are used, and the fact that you guys test out and really do your research before you bring something into your store is hugely important to us.
And awesome, yeah. It's definitely a very big focus of ours is exactly that, vetting all the products, making sure that they really are green, because there's a lot of what we call greenwashing going on out there these days, because it is so cool to have something environmentally friendly. But there's definitely a lot that goes into making sure that it truly is. And then, of course, being educated and being able to educate people is a huge part of what we do. I'd say over half, honestly, in a lot of cases, is letting people know why these alternatives are what they are and that they are available.
Can you describe greenwashing more, Cameron? What does that mean?
Oh, sure. I mean, pretty... I think the easiest way to explain it is let's take a large corporation that's out there. You know, they all have a sustainability section on their website now. They're all talking about sustainability because they know they kind of have to. And they'll have a product that is, say, certified in some way green, but yet it is still a product like vinyl or luxury vinyl plank or tile. And it still ends up in the marketplace, and it's extremely popular, and they're able to kind of act as though it's environmentally friendly, but it's the farthest thing from it. So that's what we would consider greenwashing.
So playing devil's advocate here, why would vinyl plank flooring not be green? I mean, it's a hard surface. You want hard surfaces and not carpet, and it's indestructible, right? So it's going to last forever.
Vinyl is, you know, one of the easiest to just, you know, explain right off the bat. It's polyvinyl chloride. Everything about it is not green. How it's made, the embodied energy into it, the off-gassing that happens after it's made and it's inside your home and creating a toxic environment, indoor air environment. I mean, the list goes on. Yes, it's durable because it's plastic. Of course, it's durable. But you know, that is not, the only factor, and honestly, one of the factors that's probably a little lower for me, because it's waterproof. I mean, that doesn't matter. There's no sense in, nobody needs a waterproof floor. I could explain that in further detail, but probably don't want to do that right now.
What is one of the Well, if somebody did want a waterproof floor, what would they could they use instead that's greener?
Wood, cork, marmoleum. I mean, there's so many great green alternatives to vinyl or laminate or other, you know, other carpet tiles and stuff like that that have fairly toxic ingredients. So, yeah, those would be three quick and easy ones and just great materials, natural materials.
And you have children, so toxicity, I mean, that's huge. When your kids might have some weird allergy and they can't figure it out. I just had a woman who had plastic toys all over the house, got rid of the plastic toys. That weird thing the doctors couldn't figure out, it's gone. It's an allergy.
Yeah. And the doctors honestly can't help you figure that out. You really have to start to educate yourself. And the kids definitely help you do that, right? Because you're so concerned about their environment. And it really does start with just being aware of some of those things that could be causing, you know, that consistent runny nose or that consistent dry cough or who knows. I mean, you know, some of us have a little bit more of a sensitivity to these things than others. But ultimately, you know, you want to be breathing good air inside your home. We're all inside of our homes so much these days. So there's definitely a lot of decisions to be made, but they're there now, and they're competitive and cost effective, and you know, I think that's what's awesome these days is it's not this, you know, crazy thing to find, and it really is prevalent and there and affordable.
And you guys have so many great solutions. That's what I was, you know, I was there last night and with another Green Home Tour event, and I was just blown away at the plethora of cork options. It's not just like cork board. You know, like everybody, when I talk to people about cork, they imagine cork on cork boards and what that looks like. But there's so many options. It really can, green building solutions can really fit almost any aesthetic these days. It's not just like hemp and some crazy materials that you don't want in your home, or you have to choose whether you want an aesthetic or be healthy. You can actually do both now, which is so refreshing.
Totally. No, there's, and cork specifically is one that they're, you know, we're doing so much with these days, design wise, texture wise, you know, colors. It's just, it's one of my favorites. I have it throughout my home, so I'm a little biased, but just an awesome floor, super rapidly renewable, really cool industry as a whole. So that's one we love to do. And it's like starts at $299 a square foot. So you're definitely competing with vinyl with a totally natural product.
Yay.
And it's really about knowing to even ask the right questions. And that's one of the things that I love about the Green Home Tour is that people learn enough about green building or see enough different solutions than what they are accustomed to, that they can start asking their builders, even if they're not an Eco Building Guild member, but they can start asking their builders and their friends about different products because now they're armed with this new information.
And I think there's some cork out there on the tour this year.
Because I saw some of it, and it's new to me. So this is new to me, just like, you know, not putting fertilizer on your lawn, all these things that I've learned over, you know, 20 years by reading and educating. But we've been doing everything wrong. And so a smaller home, more efficient. What are just a couple no-nos that we're doing besides not buying cork?
You know, carpet probably is still a big, you know, big no-no. And I specifically synthetic carpet. Wool carpet, I think, is still a great solution for a lot of people. It's a natural fiber. It actually cleans the air inside the home and acts as the air purifier amazingly. Harbors toxins for the life of the product. Wool is actually really, really cool stuff. But synthetic carpet, and really synthetic flooring as a whole, plastics, right? I mean, we all need to be really aware of plastics in our environment. If, you know, consuming products with plastic, I mean, I think that's just has to be on people's minds these days. So I think those are big no-nos, just getting away from synthetics and plastics and finding natural fibers. They were here to begin with. They're the original. They perform. Nature obviously created these things. They perform immensely better, and they're better for us. It seems silly, but that's kind of what we've done for many years now, is make really bad decisions.
For a long period of time, and now we really need to stop and really think about everything we purchase. Everything. Because I remember buying, you know, at a co-op some amazing products that now are bought out by a corporation that do not have the ingredients they had 10 years ago, and I was supporting something that was toxic and I didn't feel right. Some of the foods I was eating didn't make me feel good anymore. But you have to read, you have to be conscious, and you have to really, I think even buying less in the long run, we don't need as much stuff. But you said plastic. I think that's our major issue right now.
Yep. Absolutely. And food is a perfect comparison to just roll right into building products. I mean, if you are out there and you're concerned about organic and you're concerned about, you know, potentially where your food's coming from, the same thing goes for building products. Same thing goes for our health. So it's a very, very easy comparison.
It is, you know, and it's like we kind of are getting taken for a ride, because when I was raised, you know, our oranges were huge and our bananas didn't taste very well. But, you know, I started reading books, and then I go to Hawaii and there's smaller bananas. They're kind of ugly. The oranges are brown sometimes, but they taste amazing. And so we just, the commercialism and what we see on TV isn't real. I mean, just kidding. I like the song Centerline. It's just back to balance, going back to balance. And we really have to start being a team. And I just, that's why I love you guys right now, because you guys pulled together. You're there for the people of Seattle to be educated. Yeah. And so tell people about the tour.
So the tour, again, it's been going on for about 9 years. It's a two-day tour, but we split it up, the sites up, so that they're only open one day, so that you have the maximum opportunity to go to the most sites. You really want to plan your day and what sites you're going to. So go to nwgreenhometour.org and really look at the sites that are available, because you can really only hit about six, if you're lucky, sites during the 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. time frame that it's open. So plan your attack of what you're going to see and where you're going to see it. The West Seattle, Central Seattle, and East Side are all open on May 4th, as well as down in Olympia and Tumwater areas. And then the north of the Montlake Cut and Tacoma area are open on May 5th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we have Second Use participating again this year, Sustainability Stops. In Tacoma, they actually have a couple of vendors that are going to be showing up there and have a little sustainability hub at their store down there. And then, of course, Green Home Solutions is going to be open as a sustainability stop. And we have, such a big variety of homes showcased on the tour, from tiny backyard cottages and efficiency studios, as well as some projects that are still under construction. So you can see in the walls of and what they're doing and how they're building it.
And Cameron, if people want to come visit you, what's your website?
Our website is GHS, as in Green Home Solutions, so ghsproducts.com.
And I always invite everyone to go to Facebook pages, because you guys pop up, and every time you do, I learn something more. And there are times, like, you might have that Saturday free, not just this time, or a Wednesday, and you can go out and learn more. But this this is a huge thing, and if you can't support, be at the tour, support the people that actually do this year-round, have businesses like Laura and Cameron. I just want to thank you both. You're going to stay with me because you're my co-host, Laura. And Cameron, thank you so much for all you do, and have a great tour.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dean Marie. We'll be right back.
What you feel ain't always what you know. Right from wrong, should or shouldn't, and who made it so.
Green Home Solutions is a family-owned and operated green building product supplier based in Seattle, Washington. They are passionate about the environment, conservation, and sustainable building practices. With over 20 years in the construction industry, they pride themselves on product knowledge, installation techniques, and knowing which green building materials are right for you. Green Home Solutions offers the highest quality, eco-friendly building materials, and their online store is a great place to shop for everything that you need. Their Seattle showroom is truly a one-stop shop for all of your green building supplies. For more information, visit ghsproducts.com.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Dina Marie, you've heard me talking about writing songs with Mr. Van Conner. Well, I'm happy to say that our album is out now.
It's called Coming Back Again, and it features songs like Legacy of Green, Silent Universe, and the title track Coming Back Again.
Our album Coming Back Again is now available for streaming and purchase at your favorite online retailer, including iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, and many more.
Go to dina-marie.com. That's dina-marie.com for a full list of retailers.
Watching the sunrise, an ocean stands between us, looking into the sky.
of second chances. Look into the past. A thousand miles between us. You know you're coming back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. And that's Van Conner coming back again. And you can go to dina-marie.com, dena-marie.com. And if you want to get our album, we have CDs now. Whoop, whoop. It's kind of exciting. But, coming back again. Let's see. Laura Elfline, what are we going to talk about? Something really exciting.
The Northwest Green Home Tour, of course.
Yep. So, let's see. We're going to have some sponsors. Let's get some shout-outs.
Yeah, we have some fantastic sponsors. Of course, our presenting sponsor in Seattle is Green Home Solutions and in Olympia Federal Savings. But you know what? We have also, some fantastic sponsors that have been supporting the Guild for so many years, like Puget Sound Cooperative Credit Union and Dunn Lumber are just huge supporters of us. Dunn Lumber has really helped us increase our education meeting attendees. They send out fantastic information for us, and we can't thank them enough, as well as just being a really great supporter, helping our builders and architects really get good products into their stores and be a good community member that way. And then, of course, we have this fantastic raffle going on with Chinook Book. And also on the tour registration page on Eventbrite, where you can enter and enter to win one of two great staycations in the Seattle and Olympia areas, including overnight stays and sailing adventures and all sorts of great stuff.
And you have to go online to do that?
Yeah, so you can go onto the Chinook Book app, and the raffle's available there. And if you also donate, it's a free entry, but if you also donate, then you get in multiple entries. So that's a big thing. I think the donations, it's either $5 or $10. I can't remember. So real low entry for such an amazing event.
And to just go to their website, see the people that really care, and then go and buy from them.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to change the world, is by purchasing from people who care, who make a difference. And that's why I do this show, because I'm passionate about that. Just like I want the local musicians, I want you to buy their CD, or you know, you've got to start the farmer's market, the local business owner, Penco Brewing. I just really want people to go in there anywhere and purchase from someone they know. And you know who I don't want you to purchase from, right? Okay. So we have someone joining us this morning, and Ciara's on the line.
She should be there. Ciara, are you there?
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for calling us back, by the way.
We almost lost you, but here you are.
I made it.
So Sierra Keo?
You got it, Sierra Keo.
Yay. So where do you work?
I work at Olympia Federal Savings.
And you know why I like your federal savings?
Why do you like our federal savings?
Because when I talk to you, it reminds me of a wonderful life.
It is. It's a wonderful life. Sometimes I actually have to pinch myself when I'm coming into work. I'm like, is this real? Does this really exist? Yes, it really exists.
And so for people that don't know, like, that's my favorite movie. And I love that part where he's like, you know, you don't understand. They're buying us. We need to stick together. And that's what you're offering at your branch.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So we are a thrift. So what our main goal is to take in deposits and lend it back out to our community for just average, everyday, working class heroes. To be able to achieve that dream of home ownership. And we've operated that way for 113 years. Way back when, it was, you know, that's why they call it the American dream, because it was just very difficult to own a home. 100 years ago, it was unheard of for you to be able to walk into a bank and get a home loan. And so that was, you know, Ole Fed has been a pioneer of that, and he has stayed tried and true to that over 113 years, you know, giving back to our community in so many different ways. It's a really great organization.
Yeah. And you just joined the Guild a year ago.
I did, and I just joined the Guild 1 year ago, and that is thanks to Ole Fed. They were sponsoring the Northwest Green Home Tour last year, and I was a volunteer, and I just am, you know, very passionate about all of that, and so I just quickly got wrapped up into it. So here I am today, kind of coming here to talk about the 9th annual Northwest Green Home Tour. So we have that going on here in Olympia on Saturday, May 4th, and it's going to be in Tacoma and Seattle on Sunday, May 5th. So between all of those locations, we have about 30 locations. Some of those are sustainability stops, maybe just places that have done some upgrades, updating, solar panels, things like that. And there's, you know, all the way to brand new built homes that are net zero. So they're taking in as much energy as they're giving out, and really net zero homes, as well as a few restaurants and businesses and everything all over the grid that you can kind of go in and see what people are doing to be more energy efficient, eco-friendly, all that good stuff.
Well, you know what I love about your story, Sierra, is that you volunteered, and look how passionate you are. It didn't take long for you to get on the train. And now you're really passionate. And I tell everyone, find something, volunteer 3 or 4 places, and you're going to find that thing that lifts your spirits, and then you're going to make a difference and find your tribe. And I just really love the fact that you are part of it now and so passionate. And Laura, so I'm confused a little bit. Like, what is open on May the 4th and what's open on the 5th?
It's a little confusing.
Okay.
But we did it. We made it confusing so that you guys all have the most opportunity to get out to the sites. And so we have Olympia, Tumwater, and West Seattle, east of Seattle, and Central Seattle sites all open on May 4th. And then north of the Montlake Cut and Tacoma are open on May 5th, 11 to 5 on both days.
Okay, so you need to go to the website. Website one more time.
NWGreenHomeTour.org.
Yay.
And you can select Saturday sites, Sunday sites, depending on which day you're going, or you can select an area that you want to go to, and it'll show you the sites that, or all sites, and it'll show you what you're looking for. And you can really pick and choose what you want to see and what interests you, because there is something for everyone. There's things from total new builds and fancy townhomes that have high efficiencies to kitchen remodels and everything in between. And we joked the other day about 50 Shades of Green, because it really it really is 50 Shades of Green, because some folks don't. We've learned over the years that the people who come on the tour come from such a wide range of background of understanding green building. And looking at a big, fancy new home with super high efficient systems can be overwhelming. But then going in and seeing a kitchen remodel and just the choices that you can make in a kitchen remodel to make it more efficient and healthy is something that more tangible for some folks. And some folks have been doing that for years. Mm-hmm. And so they really want to see the latest and greatest and fanciest new technologies that you can do in a home.
We want to see cork.
And everything in between. And there's lots of cork, hopefully. Yeah, because cork is amazing.
So, Sierra, where will you be on the tour? Will you be volunteering?
I will be volunteering. I will be at the West Central Park Hub here in Olympia. And so that hub is at 1919 Harrison Ave here in Olympia. And that is going to be just a central site where you can sign in, pick up a tour map, explore some of the sustainable living displays, and sign in. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite home that you visited?
So I have not actually visited the home yet, but I am very excited to visit the home on Flora Vista Road, northeast. It's 517 Flora Vista here in Olympia. That is the net zero home, and I am so excited to get in there and see it. So,
yay.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. So give the listeners contact if they want to get a hold of you.
So my email address here at Ole Fed is S, and then my last name, which is Keo, K-E-O-U-G-H, at OleFed, OleFed.com.
So it's Olympia Federal
Savings.
Olympia,
you got it.
Federal Savings. Who doesn't love Olympia?
Who doesn't love Olympia? It's great.
Just the view of Seattle, and then you go around the corner and you see Olympia. It's gorgeous.
When you're going
I-5. But let's see, we have some volunteer opportunities, Laura?
Absolutely. We have lots of day of opportunities. You can be a site greeter. It's a critical role for us to be welcoming to the tour attendees. It's a 3-hour stint, morning, and then a 3-hour in the afternoon. If you know, you can switch sites or do the whole day, but usually it's two different people. And it's a great opportunity to chat with other people who are excited about green building and also get the ear and brain of the professionals on site when there are downtimes. It seems like the tour definitely, the day goes in waves. You'll have 20 people show up and then no one. And then another 20 show up and then no one.
Like the studio tour on Camino.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So there's definitely some downtimes where you can take a break, have some water, and chat with the professionals on site and really be able to bend their ear and learn from them.
And Sierra, if people are thinking of joining the guild or wanted to go do the Wednesday meeting, what's your advice or what would you like to tell them?
Yeah, so if they were interested in doing that, they can come out to the guild's website and take a look at that. We usually hold that once a month, kind of give or take, just depending on what we have going on. We've done it a lot more since we've had this Northwest Green Home Tour, but that is at the Northwest Eco Building Guild. .org, I believe, is the website for that.
Just ecobuilding.org.
Ecobuilding.org?
Yeah. And Olympia has a different education meeting schedule than the Seattle chapter does. And so you can just go online and check it
Let's
out.
Let's mention there's two chapters.
Yeah. There's actually three chapters.
Three chapters.
We're in Portland as well.
All right.
Yeah. So Portland has been growing slowly, and we're they did a green building slam this last fall down in Portland, and we'll be doing another one this coming fall, and we're hoping to get a green home tour started again down there. City of Portland used to host one that was fantastic, and they haven't in years, and so I'm really excited that maybe our chapter can start one.
Why we do want to thank sponsors. So Sierra, thank you so much, you guys being a part of this, because without sponsors, guess what, things just don't continue. Or without volunteers, or without passionate people who really, really care. And that's why, you know, Lift Your Spirits is, to me, is about promoting people out, people, place, and activities to lift your spirits. And this is one of those events that I hope you can attend. If you can't, please check out their website and visit and buy from people that are local and who really care and can give you that information about cork wool. We all know the plastic's bad, but I mean, there are people out there that are really passionate and they do the right thing. And now it seems like it doesn't cost much more even to do the right thing.
Right. It's largely knowing what to offer, and why to offer it, not necessarily that it's going to cost more. I mean, sure, there's things that are going to cost more, just like there's non-sustainable finishes and solutions in homes that are going to cost more, you know, but green building doesn't have to cost more.
And your children's health and our health, just think of the doctor bills that you won't have, you won't even be going because you won't have that allergy that we can't quite figure out what it is. And I'm the canary. I'm so allergic to so many things. I lived in a cedar cabin one time. It was the most amazing, you know, it was with a well, and I was just really, but it's hard to live out in the woods, way out there, because no one comes and visits you. But, you know, it was a very small house, and it was the right thing to do for my health, because I was really, actually, that's when I had the mold in my house. I had had someone come in and do my bathroom, but they did a horrible job. It took me 2 years to figure out that hives that I had and the fuzziness in my brain, which turned out to be in the wintertime, the heating vent had water mold in it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it took me lots of Benadryl, lots of doctor's appointments. Nobody figured it out until one day I was like, I don't know. I had an aha moment. But, you know, now I don't go anywhere with black mold. I can smell it in like antique shops. I can smell it in people's homes. And if you have a baby or something, you have to be so careful.
Yeah. Once you start attuning yourself to those sorts of things and recognizing what they are, it is so obvious.
Sadly, I can't go to gyms anymore because of the plastic. Those very thick black. And then I also learned about the dampness and how it's not. I go out in the woods now or go take a hike because it's much healthier for me. And I do miss the gym. But Sierra, I want to thank you for joining us. And I also want to thank you for volunteering. And I look forward to seeing what you do. Maybe you'll be up here in the studio next time and you'll be sponsoring something, a big house that you own. I don't know. never know.
I would love that. It's been my pleasure.
It's usually what happens. You get your feet wet and then all of a sudden you find that niche and you just take it all the way, just like Laura and Cameron.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being my co-host.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We started the show talking about showing up. And I think it would be fantastic if people could show up with the Northwest Green Home Tour. greenhometour.org on May 4th and 5th. And whether it's as a volunteer or donating to the Guild or sponsoring next year, putting your own home on the tour next year,
sweet,
and buying from those folks that are producing.
Yep. We're going to end with Savannah Woods, Waking Mile. You can join us tomorrow at Pen Cove Brewing, Coopville, Washington. Join us next week for more people, place, and activities that will lift your spirits.